ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 4, The Characteristics of Rishabhadev, The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Part 2, Verses 8 through 19. Shukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. After Nabhi Maharaj departed for Badarika Ashram, the Supreme Lord, Rishabhadev, understood that his kingdom was his field of activities. Rishabhadev therefore showed himself as an example and taught the duties of a householder by first accepting brahmacharya under the direction of spiritual masters. Rishabhadev also went to live at the Gurukula, the place of the spiritual master. After his education was finished, Rishabhadev gave Guru Dakshina, gifts, to his spiritual masters and then accepted the life of a householder. Rishabhadev took a wife named Jayanti and begot 100 sons who were as powerful and qualified as Rishabhadev himself. His wife Jayanti had been offered to him by Indradeva, king of heaven. Rishabhadev and Jayanti performed householder life in an exemplary way, carrying out ritualistic activities ordained by the Shruti and Smriti Shastra. And of Rishabhadev's 100 sons, the eldest, named Bharata, was a great exalted devotee, qualified with the best attributes. In his honor, this planet Earth has become known as Bharata Varsha. Following Bharata, there were 99 other sons. Among these were 9 elderly sons named Kushavarta, Ilavarta, Brahmavarta, Malaya, Ketu, Bhadrasena, Indraspric, Vidarbha, and Kikata. And in addition to these sons were Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Avirhotra, Drimala, Chamasa, and Karabhajana. These were all very exalted, advanced devotees and authorized preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam. These Navayogindras were glorified due to their strong devotion to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they were very exalted. To satisfy the mind perfectly, I, Shukadeva Goswami, shall hereafter describe the characteristics of these 9 devotees when I discuss the conversation between Narada and Vasudeva found in the 11th canto. Now, in addition to these 19 sons mentioned above, there were 81 younger ones, all born of Rishabhadeva and Jayanti. According to the order of their father, they became well-cultured, well-behaved, very pure in their activities, and expert in Vedic knowledge and the performance of Vedic rituals. Thus, they all became perfectly qualified brahmanas. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabha was fully independent, because his form was spiritual, eternal, and full of transcendental bliss. Rishabhadev eternally had nothing to do with the 4 principles of material misery, birth, death, old age, and disease, nor was Rishabhadev materially attached. Rishabhadev was always equipoised, and he saw everyone on the same level. Rishabhadev was unhappy to see others unhappy, and Rishabhadev was the well-wisher of all living entities. Although Rishabhadev was a perfect personality and the Supreme Lord and the controller of all, Rishabhadev nonetheless acted as if he were an ordinary conditioned soul. Therefore, Rishabhadev strictly followed the principles of Varna Ashrama Dharma and acted accordingly. And so, in due course of time, the principles of Varna Ashrama Dharma had become neglected. Therefore, through his personal characteristics and behavior, Rishabhadev taught the ignorant public how to perform duties within the Varna Ashrama Dharma. In this way, Rishabhadev regulated the general populace in householder life, enabling them to develop religion and economic well-being, and to attain reputations, sons and daughters, material pleasure, and finally, eternal life. By his instructions, Rishabhadev showed how people could remain householders and at the same time become perfect by following the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. As it is said, whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow. Although Lord Rishabha knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, Rishabhadev still maintained himself as a Kshatriya, following the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus, Lord Rishabha ruled the people according to the system of Varnashrama Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras. Lord Rishabha performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus, Rishabhadev satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients, and they were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped, and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus, the functions and festivals were all successful. No one likes to possess anything that is like the will-o'-the-wisp or a flower in the sky, for everyone knows very well that such things do not exist. So, when Lord Rishabha ruled this planet known as Bharatavarsha, even common men did not want to ask for anything at any time or by any means. No one ever asks for a will-o'-the-wisp. In other words, everyone was completely satisfied, and therefore there was no chance of anyone's asking for anything. The people were absorbed in great affection for the king. Since this affection was always expanding, they were not inclined to ask for anything. Once, while touring the world, Rishabhadev, the Supreme Lord, reached the place known as Brahmavarta. There was a great conference of learned Brahmanas at that place, and all the sons of the king attentively heard the instructions of the Brahmanas there. And at that assembly, within the hearing of the citizens, Lord Rishabhadev instructed his 100 sons, although they were already very well behaved, devoted, and qualified. Rishabhadev instructed them so that in the future they could rule the world very perfectly. Thus, Rishabhadev spoke as follows. Recorded March 6, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Somati Nandana Braja Baranagara Gokula Ranjana Tana. Gopi Purana Dana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Vidhana. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Vipina Purandara Navina Gada Poda. Vangshi Bhajana Suvasa. Braja Jana Palana Surakula Nashana. Nanda Godhana Rakowahala. Govinda Madhava Navanita Saskara. Sundarananda Gopala. Yamuna Tasachara Gopi Vasanahara. Rasa Rasika Kripamoya. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Tavara. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.